week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This with your fabulous hosts, Celia Behar and her three quarters of a cat, George Michael, and me, Jody Sweetin.
Oh my God. He's so
nitty.
He's so
nitty. My friend.
Hi.
Hi. I feel like I haven't talked to you all week because I've been working.
I know you have been, and I don't like to bother you when you're working. And I've been at Dustin since Friday. So my cat is super needy right now. And yesterday was Dustin and I's 1 year anniversary. We fucking made it to
it. Oh my God.
Yep.
Look at you.
I know. So of course, you know, I spent most of last night contemplating how we'll break up because
right. Because you're super healthy and process functions like a really normal person.
Actually, you know what we did last night? I got that,
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The cards, like, yeah.
He was like, I pulled it out and he was like, what the fuck is that?
Wait,
I was like,
wait, hold on. Out of context. That sentence
just pulled out the game. I didn't pull out like my dildo or something. Jesus.
We're like, I pulled it out and he was like, well, what is that?
All of a sudden it was like, and now's the crying game. I had it. I was playing tuck and hide this whole year. It was just all up in me. Wow. We're like 5 minutes in and I already made a tuck and hide comment. That's really fucking great. So I had the cards in my bag and, when I got them out and I was like, look, I got this for us. And he was like, what is that? I did not tell him it was you. I said,
oh, thank God.
They came recommended.
Well, I feel like it would be a little bit weird to be like, hey, let's do this really like intimate game between the two of us that my best friend recommended. So now, you know, if you don't feel awkward enough, you should know that this is her idea and I'm going to talk to her about it. Right.
Well, no, instead I'm going to talk about it on a fucking podcast that he doesn't listen to anyway.
That's right. We've got our seven faithful listeners.
Exactly. Oh my God. The other day he's like, he just goes, why don't you just send me the link to the podcast? Maybe I'd listen to it then. I go, it's on your fucking phone. You have a fucking podcast app. Like, open it up. Do you know the name of the show? He was like, I mean, something about saying things. I was like,
Here's the question. Do we know the name of the show?
No.
Right.
I don't really want him to listen. Then I have to stop talking about him if he does. So fuck it.
No, I mean,
miserable when he like was like read the back of the thing where it was like ask each other intimate questions and learn new things. He was like, you couldn't have made him, I think, any more uncomfortable. Like he was like, oh my God, we're gonna sit and talk about our fucking feelings. Like so we had to get a little drunk. I will say that.
Right.
Get that working. So he wouldn't do the six cards, but he did three.
What do you mean the six cards? We just like pick one or two a night.
Oh my God. Well, first of all,
instructions. We just fucking pick the card and talk about it.
Wait, there are instructions. And when I read them, I died laughing. And I looked at him and I said, there's no fucking way I'm doing part of this. And he was like, what is it? And so
I haven't read the instructions either. What are we supposed to do?
Fuck you for not reading them and setting me up for that shit.
Oh, but it's even better now that we're discussing them.
It's so fucking bad. So basically, I wish I had them now, but I think I left them at his place. But you're supposed to pick six different cards.
Right.
And read them to yourself and then
oh no.
And then
disrobe and then be naked and light candles and
face each other about 3 feet apart and gaze into each other's eyes for at least 30 seconds while contemplating the questions you're gonna ask. Guess who could not look into my boyfriend's eyes for 30 fucking seconds without just falling apart laughing, making a dumb face, or giving him the finger? This girl. I couldn't fucking do it. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. And he's like, I said, I want to do this part. He's like, no, no, you got the game.
See, we haven't done that part. Sorry.
I didn't do that part of the fucking game.
Oh, I'm so glad that you did though.
I didn't. I was like looking around. I'm like, I can't. I was laughing so hard. I was fucking crying. I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm not interested in this shit at all. Crap. You just froze. You just froze on Zoom.
I know. So did you. So did you. Oh. I don't know if it's my computer or yours.
Well, I'm looking to see. It might be mine. The fuck do I know? I don't even know how to use mine anymore.
Well, that is amazing, by the way. And I
switched my Wi-Fi.
Okay. I I'm so happy to know that you read the instructions, because I did not. But we do those little cards all the time. And we had a really great conversation the other night, but I couldn't, it was one of those things where I started talking and then the more I talked, I was like, I should stop talking, but I couldn't stop talking. And I was just digging further. And he was like, I don't know where that came from. I was like, I don't know either. I don't know. So apparently we're both not masters of intimacy and relationships, is what you're saying. And you can't stop laughing.
I couldn't stop fucking laughing.
I feel like that's really our relationship, though.
I can't
fuck up and you can't stop. Yeah, that's
kind I can't. Of- I mean, it was bad. You know what? In the end, it really did. We had a really great conversation, but Jesus Christ, I still had to like make 900 jokes and be a dick.
I wonder if there's like a friendship version of these.
Oh my God, I look.
Nothing would make me more uncomfortable
than looking at me for 30
seconds. Gazing at you in the eyes for 30 seconds.
You're saying it. I can't do it.
Not now, Celia, because if there is, we are doing an entire episode of us playing this fucking game. I would say we would do it with the couples one, but I feel like it would get a little weird. Because
oh my God.
Yeah, that would be weird. That would be weird. Then people would actually be like, oh, how long have they been together?
I actually almost want us to do it with the couples one because it would be fucking weird and awful. Like, it would just be the worst thing ever. We could probably toss out cards. What?
I will go down that uncomfortable road with you.
All right. Here's the other thing. Do you know that when you, because you never read the fucking directions, do you know that after you pick three cards, it's supposed to be six. We did three. You say your question to them and then they answer it and then they have to say it back to you. You have to answer the same question.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Oh, okay. I had problems with that too.
Oh no. It was like, we just pick them random. We just pick a random card out of the pile and answer it.
One of the questions I had to ask him, I honestly, like, if there could have been a Dustin shaped hole in the wall and like she just spit her coffee out, it really maybe would have happened. Cause I had to, the question was, do you think we'll be as close as we are now in 15 years?
Oh my God, we had that same question the other night. Oh my God, that's so amazing. We had the same question the other night.
You did? Oh my God. Yes. I literally was like, he goes, I feel like this question belongs in like the long-term relationship one. I was like, no, if they're in a long-term relationship, then they've already been together 15 years. Like, we're in the couples one because there's the dating, the couples, and the long-term relationship. There's three different.
Oh, there is? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's three different sets. I swear to God, he just couldn't. I could stare at him for 30 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if not, even more so.
Oh, that was when I could look at him for 30 seconds where I just like watching him squirm where he's like, and he couldn't. His answer was, I hope so. I was like, that's fair.
I mean, isn't that kind of what we all hope for? I feel like that's the best, that's the most reasonable expectations. I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I hope we're here in 20 years at this point. Speaking of, when I spit out my coffee, by the way, I need you to know.
Yeah.
That first of all, we will tell our audience that we're recording this at like 3:30 in the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah.
This coffee was made somewhere around like 6:30 or 7 when Mescal got up this morning to get ready for work. And I have just been microwaving a pot of coffee all day because I slept in after working. And so this is like thrice reheated day old coffee, 10 hour old coffee.
Yeah, that's not. Dustin made me coffee at like noon, and I brought it with me, and he put it in a travel cup for me to leave his house.
But yours has been in a travel cup. Mine was sitting in a cold coffee pot for hours before I got up because I worked till 2 a.m. last night, and so I didn't get up until noon because I was exhausted. So it sat cold from the time he left for work at around 8.
Can you not afford like the coffee? Do you need me to like get you some more coffee?
Felt wasteful to throw out an entire pot of coffee that had been sitting there.
Oh my God, right now George Michael just tried to scratch, he's trying to scratch himself with the leg he doesn't have, and it's the saddest thing.
Oh, Jody.
Oh, Celia.
It's the holidays. They're here. They're here.
Indeed, they are. And you know,
how
I always stress about finding the perfect gift for people.
I'm sorry. Do you think that you need to stress about finding me love books? Because I've maybe mentioned it 1,000 times. And you don't make me, more than one. I just want a love book. And it's the holidays. And so I feel like I deserve a personalized gift that will help you express the feelings that you have for me that might be difficult to say out loud or possibly inappropriate. I don't know. I want a love book. No, in all seriousness, I think that love book is such a cool gift. And I know I give you crap about it because I really want one. But you know, it's awesome. It's a great way to revisit, you know.
I have had a love book. I know you have made love books for the girls. It really is an excellent gift. Like for somebody like me who stresses about finding gifts and finding the right thing that feels really personal, but you know, just is able to express how I feel about people, like love books, they really are great. Yeah. And you can make them exactly how you want them.
Yep, completely
for your kids,
customized.
For your husband, your wife, your partner, mm-hmm. your mom, your dad, like it really is the perfect gift, dare I say.
It is. And you know what I think is the most adorable is that you can create characters that look just like you and like the recipient. So, you know, we can have little blonde hair, little brown hair, whatever. And then all the features that make us unique. And that's so cool. You can choose your favorite hairstyles and outfits, and you can customize and personalize every page if you want to, or you can do the express option. And the book is done in a few minutes. I mean, this is the best gift. I love it so much. My cat is talking about it now, also next to me. I hope everybody can hear that. they are a perfect gift for any occasion, but I think especially for anniversaries and birthdays and Christmas and Hanukkah. Let's not forget Hanukkah, which is coming up December 10th, in case you guys don't know. And if you do know and you're looking for that perfect gift, then you need to visit lovebookonline.com/say this to receive a special 20% off discount only for our listeners. Again, that's lovebookonline.com/say this. Get 20% off.
Let's get into our
never thought I'd. Yeah, you go. I mean, I know what it is, obviously.
I never thought I'd say that my family wouldn't be having Thanksgiving dinner.
I know.
And I think we all, you know, there's a lot of us kind of prepared for that. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of people that aren't necessarily doing that, but my family and I, and you, because you always come over for Thanksgiving.
It's my first Thanksgiving without you in like 5 years, I think.
I know. And we decided not to do it for, out of being overly cautious. And it's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird. But at the same time, I'm so not stressing about it. And it's kind of nice. Well, but you know me and holidays. The holidays stress me out. Thanksgiving is one though that doesn't, it's not terrible unless I'm putting on the dinner, but there's no presents involved. So I don't get completely weirded out.
Right.
But
yeah, you and presents.
Such a fucking idiot. I'm already like canceling Christmas this year. I mean, not for the kids, but just because I get so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You better not fucking buy me anything. I swear to God, I will punch you in the face.
I will get you a Christmas present. I don't think I usually do. I will get you a birthday present. I actually already did.
Sorry. Okay, fine. That's
my point. Calm down. Your birthday.
I never, Thanksgiving for my family has always been the big holiday. My mom's sister, my Aunt Linda and her husband, they had moved out of state when I was really young. And the time that they usually came back was Thanksgiving, and my mom and my grandmother and my aunt were always there, and her, you know, we had a family Thanksgiving. I remember having huge Thanksgivings when I was young, and you know, since then it's definitely dwindled down. And it's weird. Like yesterday, anniversary of my Grammy passing away. And, you know, Thanksgiving was always different after that. It was the first year that we lost my grandma before Thanksgiving. I think we did it totally different. We went out to eat. We didn't do anything normal because that was always her holiday. And then my aunt had passed several years ago as well. And so after that, Thanksgiving like kind of really changed for our family. But last year we had a pretty big one, didn't we?
It wasn't last year. It was the year before, I think, right?
No, it was last year.
It was last year because
Mescal flew out for Thanksgiving.
Yep. John and Eileen were there.
Which is the first Thanksgiving that he had spent with us because the first year we were together, it was like, hadn't been that long. And we were committed, but it wasn't, it would have been strange. Like later be like, hey, we're doing this. And then the year after that, I don't remember if he came out or not, but I know we didn't, you know, we didn't have the kids, so we didn't, it was just us. Mm-hmm. But last year we did like a bigger one and we had your kids, my kids, Mescal, my family, everything. So it's weird going from that to this, but we were at your parents' house last year with the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when Lulu decided that she was like wildly in love with
you. That's right. That's when she, oh no, we're not doing this right now. Sorry. My dog is being needy. No, somehow 3:30 is her crazy time. 3:30. She decides to start talking to me and like wanting to do shit. And I go,
she's part of the show now. I've got George Michael like sleeping on my leg. So, you don't have the kids this year. I don't either.
I don't have the kids this year.
Yeah, I think that makes it even weirder, you know?
I are going to just do our own thing. We're going to cook dinner together. Not necessarily like a turkey dinner. We're just going to cook food.
Oh, Dustin and I are going all out. We're making turkey and pies and all kinds of stuff. We were like, fuck it. We're just going to cook for ourselves. We'll have way too much food. The kids are coming up to his place on Saturday.
Okay.
We're like, we'll just eat leftovers for the entire, you know, four days after Thanksgiving. Like, who cares? Who cares, I guess.
But I just never, along with the rest of 2020, it's something that I never thought we would cancel the holidays, but yeah. I'm kind of okay with it. Like I'm kind of easing into like, you know what, let's just not have any expectations this year. Let's just let it be nothing. And I'm okay.
Well, let's all just stay healthy and, and respectful of others and make sure that, you know, people are around to enjoy holidays after this year. It's not such a sacrifice. The people that are running around LA right now with the, you know, curfew and protesting it. It's like, where do you got to go after 10 o'clock at night anyway? I mean, I'm in my fucking pajamas by then. Calm down. Like, I think it's that I know we talked about this right before we went into, you know, lockdown the first time around where, you know, I said like Americans don't like to be told what to do. And that's, you know, it's like, well, nobody, if you had just done the right thing, then we wouldn't be here, but people didn't. So.
I know it's hard though. Like I can't, you know, I know that there are so many people out there that, you know, I am sort of the person that's like, look, the holidays are about family and all this kind of stuff, but you got to make it work. You know, I've watched my family have to kind of morph things. Like I said, you know, when my grandmother passed, we had to kind of rearrange Thanksgiving. And I know a lot of people have had to do that. But how are you doing it? And like, do you have any, like, what was your family's Thanksgiving like? Was it a big, for me, it was a big thing.
It was a very big thing. So my grandparents on my mom's side, who lived in the same town as us, and we were super close to, owned a farm, not working farm. At least maybe when they first bought it, it was, I don't really know. They actually used to like rent out a lot of the land to, this guy up the street who had cows. And so we would always see the cows. They upstate New York, big farmhouse. We would go up there, me and my sisters, when my mom was, you know, married to my dad, he'd come, although God, I barely remember even seeing him when we got up there. Cause I think he just fucking hated it so much. And then eventually Harvey, we had, family friends there. They were the Schleins, Mickey and Barry, and their sons, Alan and Bruce, used to come. And then, maybe like, you know, another family, my family friends, right. The Bazos. Like it was a big house and we, you know, we're all kind of shoved in there. Oh my God. There was a, my grandma, it was such a cool kitchen. It was huge. My grandmother used to be cooking in the kitchen and the upstairs middle bathroom in that farmhouse, for whatever reason, had like, I think it must've been an old heating vent that when my grandfather like redid it, yeah, you could just see down into the kitchen. Right. So my sister and I used to just fuck with my grandmother while she was like doing shit, where we would like drop little things or like hang notes and stuff. Like we were kind of dicks. And,
Like that's a big part of Thanksgiving when you have cousins. Like I didn't necessarily.
Yeah, my cousins.
In that regard. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, inevitably the cousins would get in a fight and someone would start crying. Usually my cousin, Naomi. We all used to like to go to the side of the road because there was like nothing to do. It would just be like fields. And we would go to like the corner of the road and moon cars as they would go by all the cousins.
That's amazing.
My cousin,
happy
Naomi.
Thanksgiving indeed.
I mean, like we were, yeah, my cousin Naomi used to wear these like little short overalls and she couldn't get them down in time to moon anyone. So she'd just like give herself like an atomic wedgie.
Oh
and
my
like
God.
The moon, the far, yeah, we were, it was, you know, it was really, we kind of hated it because we would like drive up. It was a 4-hour drive up or 3-hour drive up.
Right.
And we'd been like, you know, the way, way back of the fucking wood paneled station wagon.
Right.
Like our collie on top of us, like his balls would be like in our, no shit. And my older sister, Lori, always got to bring a friend to Thanksgiving.
Right.
But Julie and I didn't because we were so close in age. Yeah. So that she'd be like, you play with each other. And then Lori and her friend would just like sit in the front seat and be like total assholes and, you know, listen to their Walkmans.
Oh, and yes. Right.
My sister and I'd be in like the way, way back, you know, flipping off people with the dog. Like, I mean, looking back, it became, you know, I'm so nostalgic for it. And, you know, and just like you, like things, you know, things happen and people pass away. My grandmother was the first one to pass away. I was 23, I think, or 24. She actually passed away on Julie's, my sister's 21st birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday. Like, I know.
Happy birthday, Grandma's dead.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awful. And there's the title of our show. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like it was fucking terrible. And like after that, when she got sick, when Julie got sick, she's like, you know, I'm just telling you, I feel like it was like all downhill after Grandma died on my birthday. Like fucking fuck. And 2 days, obviously she didn't do anything for her 21st birthday because my grandmother had passed away. But 3 days later, she wanted to go out and celebrate her birthday. She was 21. She came downstairs in a pair of vinyl pants and, you know, whatever shirt. And my mom lost her ever loving fucking mind. And
wait,
like,
wait.
Yeah.
What are vinyl pants?
Like, you know, like they like fake leather.
Like those old school, like the fucking jogging suits?
No, like, no. Like fake pleathery.
Oh, you know, okay. Got it. Like
she's
like,
looking
yeah.
like she's going into the Matrix kind of fucking.
Okay.
My mom lost her mind, told her she could not go out that way and how disrespectful that she was going out that way while it was still Shiva for my grandmother. Meanwhile, it wasn't like my sister was going to go sit Shiva in like her fucking, you know, leather pants.
Your sister was sitting Shiva. Okay.
She was just
21. You know what, though? I feel like from what I know of Julie, she would have done that.
Well, she totally would have. Okay. She didn't, but she would have. My mom lost it. She wouldn't let her go out. It was kind of fucked up. I mean, like who really, she was 21. Like she just wanted to go out and have a drink. Our grandmother died. Like it was shit, you know?
Okay. I know that you and I both have been trying to be more conscious of our diet and eat cleaner and do more veggie stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think
definitely like, trying to get more veggies and greens in there.
Those yeah. Right.
Greens.
It's, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I think we need. So I know that we have found a brand that we love. Saqqara is amazing. I love their food. What did you think?
Oh my gosh. I loved Saqqara's meals so much. Like, you know, sometimes when I see a salad, I'm like, oh, it's a salad. Wah, wah. But this, I mean, like I would open up these meals. I was like, oh my gosh, the color, yeah. like stuff I'd never thought of combining together. Their salad dressings were amazing. The soups, I had this white bean chili verde that came with it that was so good. And this beautiful broccoli soup.
Oh. Oh,
it was amazing. It was like broccoli and turmeric. And I got to say, like, I felt so clean after I ate it. My body felt like it was running optimally. I was really, really impressed with the results. And also the portions were huge.
Oh, huge.
Like, yeah.
Huge. Me and the girls could each eat one meal and split it together. Like all of us ate it because it was so big. Not that we stopped there because the food was so good that we kept opening things. We had a pad thai. Oh my gosh. It was amazing. I love the option that some of the things that you can cook, some things that you don't have to cook.
It's yeah.
You. It was all so simple. And the thing is, they are a nutrition company that's focused on overall wellness. And that starts with what, you know, we put in our bodies. Their menus Absolutely. Are organic, chef curated meals that create a foundation for nutrition. And they have programs for any stage of your life to restore digestive harmony and regulate cravings. I was so full after their
meal. Yeah.
In the best way. I didn't feel
exactly. I was like, I feel so happy right now. And my body felt like it was very happy that it got some really great clean food.
Yeah. And, you know, along with their meals, they also have powerful supplements like their prenatal vitamins. If you're pregnant or going to be pregnant, it's a daily supplement pack and it contains, allergy, omega, superfood, multi super greens, probiotic, like everything's in there. It's kind of amazing. And they provide all the clean essentials that your body needs from, you know, every single vegetable. I mean, like you said, there were things in those salads that I'd never thought of. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, they're amazing. And for someone who's iron deficient, like I am, and like Lulu is, to yeah. have all that plant protein that also had iron in it,
oh,
and
yeah.
feel really great. I slept better. I concentrated right? better. I think their stuff is amazing. They've been reviewed by Vogue and Goop and the New York Times. You know, everybody loves them. Sakara is awesome. And they deliver right to you. I mean, yep. hi, yep. I want things that deliver right to me.
Right?
Yeah. All the time. Also right now, and I'm sure you won't be surprised by this, but right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off of their first order of the prenatal when they go to sakara.com/say this or enter the code say this at checkout. That's Sakara, SAKARA.com/say this to get 20% off of your first order. One more time, that's sakara.com/say this.
I know you know this story. I did write like a big blog about it a while ago when my sister got sick. When we went up to the farm, the very last time we went up to the farm before my grandmother died and then they sold it and all that, I decided that I was going to bring weed with me. And I was determined to get Julie stoned for the first time because she never right. had done that. And and she was 20. So I was like, I want to get her high. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I packed the weed and then I didn't pack anything to like smoke it in. I think because I was nervous, like my mom might find like a bowl.
Right.
I wasn't nervous that my mom might find the weed for some reason, but I was nervous about right. the bowl. And so I ended up stealing like a coffee filter and rolling us a joint in a coffee filter. But they were the like brown organic.
Right. Stuff. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm picturing is the right.
Like, looks like a cigar, like right. when I fucking roll it, doesn't burn well. But we ended up smoking.
Filter, I can't imagine would be a good idea.
It was not, I mean, I don't know. I was shooting from the hip, Jody. I didn't know what I was doing. And so anyway, we like took a walk.
Wait,
and
you just say shooting from the hip?
Yeah, I did.
Are you 80? What did you, just shooting from the hip, talking about rolling a joint in coffee filter.
It's because I was hanging out with my grandma then.
Oh boy.
So we thought everyone went to bed. We took a walk. We got stoned. We come back and my grandmother, they had like this pullout couch and that's where we were in the fireplace room.
Right.
Old fucking pullout couch. It was like, you know, had like wagon wheels and shit as the design. Like it was like velveteen. It was awesome.
Yes. Yes. 70s.
Yeah. Total 70s. You pull it out. And the second the two of us laid down in it, the mattress like folds up like a taco.
Right. Right.
And we're just staring at each other super high. And then my grandmother comes in And she's like, decides that she really wants to just like have a really deep discussion with us.
Oh, fuck. Right.
And like, we're like, oh no. And she, and it, I will never forget the conversation because it really, it resonates like so deeply with me still. But she was talking to, we both had new boyfriends. I married mine. So we know how that went. And she was,
I'm going to guess that grandma was maybe right about this or.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. She was. She was talking to us about relationships and how what she really wanted for us, other than to marry somebody Jewish, which neither of us did. Right. Although Jesse my ex-husband converted to Judaism. But she said, you know, most important thing about relationships was that, you know, she was in my grandmother's like very New York Jewy accent. She was like, you know, sex fades. And what's really important is after the sex fades, as it will, that you like the person that you're sitting next to at the end of the day. If you think I don't turn to your grandpa every time you all leave our house and I say, hey, Marty, you want to go have sex? And then we laugh and laugh because sex, I can hardly move my ass. That's...
Oh, my God.
That was Irene Ruza talking to me and my sister as we are high. Like staring at each other and like just tears or like,
oh, there's nothing quite like grandmother talking to you about her sex life while you're unbelievably stoned.
Yep. Yep. It was a very like big fat, you know, my big fat Greek wedding moment where I just wanted to be like, please let that be the end of your story. Like I don't need any more.
Right.
But she was correct. That like, you know, you really do want to like the person that you're with. And I try to impart that to, you know, to my kids without the whole like sex, I can hardly move my ass. Although I think that's probably coming very soon with my osteoporosis.
Yeah, it's true. You are. Yeah. You're fading before our very eyes.
Fucking shrinking. I'm saying things like shooting from the hip. I mean,
you're not going to even have a hip to shoot from in a few years. you're going to need to shoot from a new hip because you're going to be so old.
I'll be shooting from my fake hip.
Oh, yeah. You're shooting from a replacement hip.
I'm going to start talking like my grandmother, I think, when I get older, just because. Like, can I just...
Just start now. Just do it now. Just lean into it. Fuck it.
Start saying everything with a W, like God.
Yes. Do it. Yep. I am wholeheartedly on board with this.
Okay. I'll do that. Well, I mean...
Why not?
I don't know. As far as Thanksgiving goes, that was the very last Thanksgiving that was in my grandparents' farm. After my grandmother died, you know,
grandma's sex talk.
And grandma's sex talk.
I mean, what a way to go out though. You know, that's a bit, you're like, I will always remember that
absolutely.
Thanksgiving trip.
Yep. She was, I mean, and my grandmother had lots of little like pearls of wisdom like that. Although that was the first time she ever talked about sex. I was like, great. And then, yeah, you know, it's just like you said, like things change. So, you know, my grandmother passed away. And then from then on with Thanksgiving, I would always either, you know, Halloween or Thanksgiving, and sometimes both, I would go be with my sister. We'd merge our families. We'd do stuff together.
Right.
You know, obviously then my sister passed away. And so, you know, I've been with you and your family.
We've had our Thanksgivings.
Yep. And I don't, you know, it's just, I think maybe that's also, as far as like 2020 goes and this year in general, I think maybe you and I roll with it as much as we do because we've both had so many fucking fucked up things happen in our lives that we're kind of like, okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and that's just sort of me anyway. And I mean, you know, my stress about holidays.
I know.
I've always been like this. And my mother, God bless her, is...
listening.
And I mean that like not in a bad way, but like she is so, she loves to put on.
I know. She does a great job, man.
Loves to do that. And so I know like it's hard because I know yet one more thing that has been, you know, taken from the family and from so many families this year is my mom getting to do that. But at the same time, like it just stresses them the fuck out. I mean, you've seen my mother in the kitchen with my dad. It's not like every Thanksgiving there's an argument about there not being enough space and why are you standing here and can you move? And my dad is just like, and then she's pissing. Like it does every, that's, so I am in a way it's going
why
to
why is he standing in the fridge? That's what she's always asks him. She's like, why is the fridge open? Why are you standing in front of the fridge?
Right. Yeah.
Why are you standing in front of the fridge?
Well, it's just, why are you standing there? Because wherever there is where she needs to be. And I get that. Like, that seems to happen when you're cooking with a partner in the kitchen. Like, I need to be right where you are.
Yep.
Every time.
Yep.
So I am, you know, in a way, I'm going to miss that because I sort of turn into, you know, the old man in the Muppets in the balcony and just you and I kind of commentate on it all. Uh-huh. Which I'm sure my mother hates.
Both of us together, it's been much better.
Oh yeah, of course, obviously, because we're so well behaved. But yeah, there's those little like quirks about it though that I will definitely miss. But I don't think I'm gonna miss like the stress that my mom gets put through. You know what I mean? Because I just remember like every Thanksgiving was always my mom making sure that the house looked beautiful, and it did. And that the napkins matched the plates and the, you know, and everything was out and whatever. And I had to wash all of the china before we used it.
Even though you hadn't used it in a year.
Well, because there was dust.
Oh, I know.
So, right.
I know.
Which I'm like, look, if the worst that we're eating is dust.
Blow on it.
I mean, not now for sure, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was like, you know, and so my mom and I always, when I was young, we really had some moments over that where I was like, who cares? Oh my God, I can't believe you said, I was like, okay.
Yeah,
and you're now like, I look back on it though and I appreciate it because now I have sort of become, you know, the one that wants the napkins to match the plates.
Yeah, I get
that. And like, I'm either that or I'm just like, you know what, just light the whole table on fire. Like, it's one or the other.
No, you had out your china one year, definitely, which we have the exact same china from our grandparents, which I think is so funny. I get that. My mom had us out to Arizona for Thanksgiving at her place one year.
Oh, tell. I feel like that would have been an interesting, how was Thanksgiving with the bonbon?
Well, that Thanksgiving, although I'm sure there were others, me and my sister got kicked out of.
Actually,
no, that's not true. I've gotten kicked out of many holidays. I don't think that was my first Thanksgiving getting kicked out, but when we used to go upstate New York and she kicked me out, I couldn't go very far until I had my car. And then it was like, do you really want to drive home?
You had to settle for going and mooning alone.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not as much fun. It's creepy when you moon cars alone. When you're in a group, it's funny.
It's true. Yeah. And as I got older, it was like, maybe it's more, you know, sexual harassment on the side of the road as opposed to mooning like with my child.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, now you, that's definitely, yeah, don't.
Probably, it's probably a no-no. Right. Maybe I could put a mask on my butt and then it would be okay.
That sort of defeat the purpose of mooning? If you put a mask on your butt, just leave, that's called underwear, Celia. I mean, butt masks are just underwear. Let's be real.
Somewhere in this Zoom was Rachel going, why does it always come back to Celia's butt? I don't understand. That's what she's thinking right now as she's listening to this. Right. All right, wait. So the Thanksgiving that Julie and I actually left it because my mom got mad at us. My mom had a way of like just deciding she was furious with you for some reason. We rarely knew why, but she had our cousins over. Julie, I think you know why. I'm a horrible human being. Our cousins were over. Both of us had our husbands there, me and Julie. Julie had her first baby, Isabel. And then Julie's friend Merritt was there. And it was right after 9/11. It was the Thanksgiving after 9/11. And as you know, I was downtown for 9/11. And I lived in the city, obviously. And, you know, seeing what was going on in the city was stressful. Getting on a plane for the first time after 9/11 was fucking terrifying. And my mom just kept going on about how, you know, they say that Tucson is also a target. That's what they say.
Who? What? I never heard that Tucson was a target.
Who the fuck is they? Who's they?
I mean, so your mom, let's be real. Your mom has
CIA connection. No, I know. She's an undercover operative.
You know who told her? Little Murray.
Little Murray was at Thanksgiving, by the way. It's nice that you brought him up. Little Murray was full on. Oh shit, you just froze again. Why are you freezing?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're back.
I froze.
Jesus fucking Christ. That was crazy. Yes, Little Murray was there. And so she got on, they say Tucson is a target. They. And then she went on this whole thing about how, you know, the way that they speak about, you know, Bin Laden on the news, it's on purpose. Have you noticed? They are constantly just saying his name wrong so that, you know, and in different ways, because, you know, they're thinking that'll just make him mad enough to come out and correct them from his cave.
I gotta say, the more I think about it, Celia, I think your mom started QAnon. I'm just, you know, I really feel like
he's the head.
She is, yeah. That's why they because she was like, I have to be like outside of the country because they might come out. Yeah, I think your mom may have started QAnon. I'm just saying.
Part of they.
She is the they. She's fucking Bill Murray, just running shit.
It's just exactly. Yes. Anyway,
sorry, the dog's chewing on the chair because I'm not giving her enough attention.
George ran away from me because I started laughing so hard.
No.
Issa. Anyway, she kept saying they or whatever. And I was just like, Mom, I don't think that's a thing. Like, seriously, Mom. And obviously I also felt like a little sensitive about the fact that, like, why do you have to make, like, I was just downtown for 9/11. Do we have to be like, oh, and I'm at risk too? Like, do you need to make 9/11 about you, Bonnie? Do you really? Like, that was frustrating. Oh, I think you froze again. Sweet Jesus.
Okay, so you and I have talked about it ad nauseum, really, at this point, but homeschooling, distance learning, online educating is hard.
It's so overwhelming. Yeah.
You know, it's not just the parents that are feeling it, teachers, kids, everyone. It's just really hard right now.
Yeah.
So I have been hearing about this program called Homeschool Magnet, and it's an amazing program, and it supports homeschooling families by providing students with instruction from world-class credentialed teachers in remote classrooms with their peers. So it's very similar to what most schools are doing, but in Homeschool Magnet, parents can choose the best teachers for each student based on values and teaching approach so that you can make sure that your kid is getting exactly the education that you desire. Okay. And it puts you as the parent in full control of your kid's education without the daily responsibilities of lesson planning and teaching and tutoring and grading and all that kind of stuff. Oh, so
sounds amazing. It's
like a really awesome combination of getting to tailor your kid's education to sort of your values and your program and what you want, and also not having to be the one that actually teaches them. So each student gets instructions in the four core subject areas, you know, math, English,
arts, science,
and social studies.
Right, yep.
And you can have your kid as involved as you want them to be. So there's like all kinds of extra activities you can have them do, extra classes, things like that, or just the core areas. Wow. Now, there's a ton of other homeschool, you know, online schools, but Homeschool Magnet is unique in that there is a really great, robust online learning environment, but each student works from real physical learning materials and are guided by video instructions from the teachers. So it's a lot like remote college learning that's going on right now and really helps prepare students for secondary school.
That's awesome.
Exactly. And every student has daily access to their teachers who are totally informed of each student's learning needs, can help them with instruction and tutoring. And they even give the students the opportunity to join group video tutoring calls so they can see other kids doing the homeschool program. And they even have homeroom style group video calls, you know, so your kid can be socialized with other kids in the program.
So important for that. That's so important.
It really is. So with Homeschool Magnet, you get the freedom and control of homeschooling without all the burden of lesson planning and teaching it all yourself. It's only a fraction of the cost of private schools, and the 30-day money-back guarantee means that the choice is totally risk-free. You can start it. If it's not what you need, you can re-enroll your kid back in the public school or whatever private school they were at. And you only commit on a per semester basis. Oh. So it's for a short period of time, which gives you even more flexibility and control, which is amazing because, you know, right now we don't know from sort of semester to semester what's going on. So if you want to learn more about Homeschool Magnet's student experience, go to homeschoolmagnet.com and you can join the growing waitlist to, you know, help support your kids' educational needs in this crazy, crazy time.
That is just such a cool idea. I love that that's happening.
Yep. So check it out at homeschoolmagnet.com.
Oh, there you go. You're back. Anyway, so I said something like, I honestly think I said that, where I was like, Mom, like, really, I don't really think that's a thing. And she just huffed away into the kitchen and like was in there for a few minutes and then walks out and in front of everyone. Keep in mind, by the way, I was 28 years old. She walks out and looks at me and she's like, Celia, see me outside. And I'm like, fuck.
There's nothing like getting cold outside, but right.
And in front of everyone. So she walks out the door and I get up to go and my sister just comes out of the kitchen with her head down and she just looks at me and she goes, I'm coming too. Like, she wasn't even in the room. I don't even know why she got in trouble. And we just get out there and I'm holding like a mug of, you know, coffee or something. And she just like rips into us about how we're, you know, being awful and disrespectful and all this shit.
Well, that, you know, that was really coming from Little Murray.
She
went in there, she conferred with him, and Murray was like, fuck those two.
Those bitches, yeah. Well, the funny thing is then she's like, I got married that June before Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden she starts like airing grievances about my wedding. I'm like, it's fucking November! And she's like, you told the cameraman that we were the yucky side of the family. I'm like...
First of all, I feel like I don't think the words that's the yucky side of the family would come out of your mouth.
Nope. Because they would have been
like, that's the fucking insane people over there. But yucky, I don't feel like is a way that you would describe anything.
That's what I said. I said, there's no way I said that. I might have said sucky or fucky, but I definitely
said yucky. But that's never, right. Yeah.
That was my answer. She didn't like that answer. And so she started yelling at me and Julie, and she used to have this lecture she'd give us all the time. So she just starts in on it and she's like, you know what? You're both selfish. And we just, without even thinking about it, the two of us just took over and went and self-centered, and we don't respect you and we don't respect Harvey. And we just need to take a good long look at ourselves and see if we like what we see, because you definitely don't. And she, I thought she was going to explode. Like, I really did. Like, she was like, ugh! Like, she like bulked out. And then just took off, like went back inside and slammed the door. And we just looked at each other. I threw the mug I had of hers across the outside. Like, I broke it. And I was like, I'm fucking done. Julie's like, yeah, I'm gonna pack up my kid and my husband. And then I'm gonna come back around. You pack up, get your husband. And like, you guys come stay at my house. Fuck this. And I was like, okay. And we did that.
Yeah.
Well,
she was a good time.
And that's the thing, you know, that is yet another part of the holidays that I'm sure we're all not too disappointed to be missing.
Well,
my family is like, they're not super crazy.
No,
every family's a little crazy. And I just miss it because my parents bickering is the thing that fuels most of my good stories.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like, that's like, I miss my grandparents, like, you know, kvetching at each other, like, you know, throughout the whole thing. It was mostly an act. They loved each other. It was fun to watch them. Like, we'd make fun of it. It was great. You know, there was always sort of, you know, drama. By the way, speaking of my mom, I know I said this before we started, but my mom left me a voicemail the other day.
Oh, yes. I need to hear about the Bon Bon voicemail.
Dude, it was the most stalkery voicemail. I don't know. Never thought I'd say this, fans, like, Never Nation. Are you guys, did you guys find my mom? Or are you sending her pictures of me? I'm very fucking confused. She left me this message. She's like, it's your mother. I like when she says that, by the way, because when it rings and I see it's Israel, like, I'm going to be confused about who the fuck it is.
My grandmother used to do that to my mom. And I think it became a joke at some point. My mom was like, of course, I know it's you. Hi, it's mom. Like, I know your voice.
Right. Right. And like it says the number when you're called. That's why I don't answer. I see it's you. So she left me a note. She's like, it's your mother. And I just wanted to tell you that I think you're beautiful. I see you. I can see you in all the places. Yeah, it was fucking weird. And then she was like, also just putting this little bug in your ear. If you want to send Harper here over the summer, or you want to get the girls and you want to come this summer, we could work that out. But just know that everything you're doing, I am watching from afar. And I think you're very talented. And I love you. I'm your mom. And hangs up. And I'm like, hey.
She was outside of your window when she left you. She was totally like on the roof. Like, I see you in all the places.
Seriously, where is she? Like, what is she seeing?
She's everywhere. She is omnipotent.
No, I don't want to know. No, I mean, it's fucking, I was like, and I haven't spoken to my mom in over 2 years. Yes, let me send Harper in the middle of a pandemic to Israel. Wait, like, what the fuck?
I
mean,
I don't feel like Harper deserves that. I think she's, no. Yeah,
she's actually a very pleasant teenager these days. Like, yeah. You know, give me a little time. And maybe when she's like, I hate you, then I'll send her. But no, I mean, it was really weird. And I'm telling you, she must have said that she sees me and watches me from afar like 3 different times. I played it for Dustin. He was like, that's creepy. I was like, I know it is. Like, I don't know. Are you sending her stuff? Did you find her?
I'm not going to say weird. I did. I'm not going to say I didn't. But I'm just going to say your mother and I have an agreement. That's all I'm saying. That's all. It's just... You know, yeah.
Great. I'm so happy. Anyway, it's terrified me. I hope that's not my Thanksgiving Day surprise, is my mother showing up.
Oh, God no. Damn it. If it is, you better FaceTime me.
I gotta be. I've never been happier.
Remember, I met your mom. Remember when I met your mother?
Oh, I know. You came over and dive bombed just to meet my mom.
I did. As any good friend does when they're like, my mother's here. I was like, I have to come meet her.
I know. I made an extra kala.
What? Like, that's right. You made me kala, and I came in, and it was like you and I were talking, and she and I. What did I do? I was just like, "Hi," and you were just looking at me. I think with the face of like, "Oh my God, don't look her in the eye. Like, don't."
Wasn't she talking about something great? Like, she was talking to Harper about like Turkish delight desserts or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And I was like, I don't even know.
Like, yeah, it's like you're meeting someone for the first time, and that's
It reminded me of in so many ways was the Chronicles of Narnia, light and the strange like centaur sort of weird being. Yeah, not that your mom's a centaur, but like
debatable.
It's just, you know, sort of like you walk into a thing, you're like, what the fuck is this?
It's, yeah, she's the weirdest. She's got the weirdest energy. It's true.
But I was glad I did that.
I'm very glad that you got to witness a little, you know, a little one-on-one with yeah. Bon Bon.
Yeah.
I do miss holidays with my family as dysfunctional as they always kind of were. I miss, you know, I know I wrote you this the other day. I miss my sister, yeah. You know, this time of year a lot. And Facebook memories are like really brutal right now because it like kind of comes up and shows me, you know, that I was with her. But I'm also really grateful for them. So I don't know. I don't, it's weird. I like don't mind. I feel like you, I don't mind not having like a big holiday. I'll miss you and I'll miss
you. I think it's just, I'm kind of like just, you know what? I'm just 2020-ing it.
Yep. Well, yeah.
Like it's just 2020 is the year of, okay, what the fuck is this? And so I feel like I'm just kind of keeping in that theme for the holidays, which speaking of.
I was just going to say it. You're going
to
talk
about it. I'm so excited.
Yep.
And I'm not doing this to be like fucking cheesy merch sales, but no, I'm very excited over the new sweatshirts that we have out there. It says 2020 .. How rude.
It's
which
fucking is awesome.
Really, it just is. Like,
I know.
How fucking rude.
How fucking rude is right.
All of it. Yes.
Yep. All.
Yeah. Which you can get on unsweetened.com. And that was my cheesy plug of the day.
I wore mine all weekend. I love it. I'm going to say they're a little bit more fitted than the other sweatshirts that we have. I noticed just a teeny bit more. Well, I always noticed.
Maybe I ordered you a small this time and a medium last time.
Yeah, no, it's still just a little bit of the cut. Okay. I noticed, like, slightly different. I actually like that because I'm not I don't like big bulky sweatshirts.
You've got to fit your boobs in there. I mean, that's the thing, is you need a little
room. Yeah, my boobs, you know, rough. That's something that can happen, is my boobs, which, by the way, I was taking a yoga class the other day. And in the beginning of the class, our teacher said, we're going to do all the bird poses. And one is rooster. And the only one crazy enough that's going to do this and be able to is Celia. And she was right. I could. You can't really have boobs for it. That's partly why. Okay. And then she was teaching us like other things where she's like, you have to smush your boobs. And she's like, sorry, you know, and says the two guys in the class, like, you know, right. She's like, not you guys. You don't, I, you know, you don't want to smush your boobs. And then she's like, oh, and so-and-so, another guy. She's like, I forgot, you also don't have boobs. So of course in the chat, because I'm 12, I write, you forgot me, I also do not have boobs. And she like reads it out loud, starts laughing.
How are you chatting while you're doing a yoga class?
I mean, I am not supposed to be. I text you sometimes in my yoga class. I know.
The kids.
Last week I did it. You were texting me something and I was like, I'm texting you in the middle of yoga. So there's that.
True. You were. Yes.
I mean, I was not very zen. Listen, well, if I get into the class, then I fucking succeeded is how
there you go. And now you can turn that little rooster move into a turkey. And that's what you're doing on Thanksgiving.
And I'm going to make Dustin read more of those cards. So they
that's right. While standing 3 feet away and gazing longingly at
her. No, I'm not doing that part.
You know what would make it even more uncomfortable is if you had to do it fully naked. And then,
oh my God.
Yeah.
None of that. None of that's happening.
That should have been in the instructions.
Well, that's, I was just going to say, we'll do it fully naked when we do them to each other. But then I think we've really crossed a line that we don't need to cross. So.
I'm just glad I didn't read the instructions like usual, which
now I feel like now you need to, next time you guys do a set of cards and you know, you need to tell Miguel,
this is what we have to do.
Yeah. See how fucking awkward that is. See how long it takes you before you just start giggling and you make some dumb face and do what I did and fucking, and I was like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I can't be serious for like more than 5 seconds.
So. No, it was impossible. Oh, my cat's yelling. George, come here.
I know. My dog is literally holding my hand right now because if I don't hold her hand and there's not some sort of like
touching
connection, then she like, I mean,
oh my God, you guys, she really is. Jody is holding Issa's paw.
Hand. It's,
aww.
Well,
George is running through this house screaming at the top of his lungs. If anyone hears something that sounds like a tortured bird, it's my cat. He is ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Here's to making, being thankful for our 7 listeners.
Uh-huh.
And
shooting from the hip.
And shooting from the hip replacement. And, you know.
Happy fucking Thanksgiving.
A very never thought I'd say this sort of way. If you would also like to share your stories of Thanksgiving fucking disasters. Or maybe, you know, you finally told your mother-in-law just exactly what you think of her green bean casserole. But
if your grandma shared a sex story with you, please let us know.
Let us know.
Oh, wait, I'm going to preface Joan, not you. We don't want to know your sex story.
We and love also, if you guys, we are posting about the merch, which you can get at unsweetened.com, the new 2020 How Rude. Oh my God, dog, stop it. She's eating the Wi-Fi router. so yeah, check out unsweetened.com for the 2020 How Rude sweatshirts. You can find us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This. You can also email us at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com. You can find me at Jody Sweeten. Celia.
I'm the Celia Behar.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
Don't find my mom and everyone stop sending her pictures of me, please. I'm really, I'm not. No, thank you.
I'm sorry, Celia. I'm really sorry for that.
Thanks.
Anyway, remember you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or anyone else in your family this Thanksgiving.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.